all before my eyes. When you ask if I'm with you or not, every day, everywhere laid plan, and every sentimental mood, it's got me running like a pickup truck. I'm doing donuts upon the moon. No, this might sound crazy, but it's getting easier to say the things you make me say.
It's the Sand Gators, our guest this week on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Fuck you, Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above the UNR campus, and nice, quiet, but hot downtown Reno, Nevada. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, here with my good friend Chewy, Patrick Starfish, Dogwater Dick in the back. We got a full lineup with Spencer Kilpatrick and the Sand Gators.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
How many people are in your band?
Six folks.
It's a full house here at the studio today. There's a lot of people here.
Did you just keep like being like, well, he's cool, she's cool. Let's just, what do they play? Like, did you just keep adding people?
More or less. Yeah, or it's like, you know. Everyone's
clearly don't
the
need
Sand
this
Gators
many,
right
is
now.
What I'm saying.
No, it's
when you duet, are you Spencer Kilpatrick and the Sand Gator?
Yeah, we've done that. Yeah, when Danny and I have gone and played something. Yeah, but yeah, no, it's a part of the reason I moved back was we got so many talented friends here, and it was like, well, I guess everyone should kind of be in the band, huh?
Mm-hmm. Where were you living?
I was in Big Water, Utah. Danny and I both were. Yeah, I was just playing songs at a hotel. And
where's Big Water at?
It's about 10 minutes from Lake Powell, from the Arizona border.
Oh, so it's south.
It's
okay,
way,
yeah,
way south.
There. All right.
And you had that gig for a while.
That's a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, I was there for almost 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, small town, about 400 people, just a little trailer park community out there in the desert.
Now, really, I'm picturing really Sun desert. Valley, but somewhere else.
It's probably prettier.
It's actually pretty close.
It's pretty close, yeah.
I mean, if Sun Valley had a national park backing
right
up to it, yeah.
Yeah, Grand Staircase Escalante was right there, and, you know, a whole bunch of BLM land, and it was nice. It was idyllic in a lot of ways.
It's called Grand Staircase Escalante.
Probably hard to get a band together in a small town like that.
Very hard. We had some friends, and the community there is pretty transient. You know, people mm-hmm. come and work in the hospitality industry for a year or two and then scoot along. But it was great for what it was. But, you know, I wasn't seeing my family or my friends all that often. And so it was time to come back.
Now, you were putting together and releasing songs like that last song during that period. Was everybody traveling or, like, sending you tracks or?
Oh, we were – I would take 4 days off work, run up here, we would practice for a day, and then we would go into a studio for a day and record 4, 5, 6 songs, and
damn.
Then I would go back to work.
How long of a drive was that?
It was Reno to Big Water was 10.5.
Holy shit.
Damn.
Maybe a little more. But
it's a good commute.
Yeah. Yeah, and I tried not to miss a whole lot of work, but anytime I did, it was worth it, you know, also on account of just having such killer friends, you know.
Yeah, sometimes playing in the rain is worth catching cold.
Yeah, driving across the state like that to play with a bunch of assholes would probably not be that
cool. Yeah,
that never really works.
Make the drive home that much worse.
Sucks.
And then how did you two meet out there, Spencer, Danny?
Oh, we met here in
Reno. Oh, you met here?
Yeah,
oh, okay,
we met here
okay.
in Reno, and we both moved down there together.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, we were working at Innovations together. The used to be old Washoe High.
Oh, yeah.
On
Second Street, yeah.
Yeah. We were working there for a few years, and then, we were doing all the Reno things a whole bunch, and thought, you know, maybe we should get out of here for a little bit.
That's a really good code. You both play guitar. That's got to be nice at home. You can just, hey, do you want to practice? Right. I assume you live together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Originally, Danny was playing bass, and she picked it up during COVID, and. Then when we moved back, it's like, well, Ivan can play bass. And then we wanted to have somebody, you know, mashing on fuzz guitar the whole time anyway, and it just kind of worked out.
Nice.
Yeah. But it's awesome to sit around and work on songs. We haven't done it a whole lot lately since moving back, kind of been running around a whole lot. But back in Big Water, we would do it pretty often.
Mm. Dig it. And then, God, you got all these all-stars in the band too.
Oh, yeah.
With Ivan on the bass. Can
you hear everybody's voice?
Yeah. Go around the room. Let's hear.
Oh, hi. I'm Ivan.
Ivan is so grown up, you guys. Do you remember when he was a little kid?
Yeah.
Well, we were talking before the show. He said he played with us like 8 years ago.
Something like that.
And I can imagine that was probably
your
much
dad's
younger.
Band or your sister's band?
Yeah.
Or
it was, Team Francis.
Everybody's band?
I remember Team Francis.
Yes. Yeah, like a synth pop outfit. But, the whole family has had a bunch of bands.
I was talking about that with my sister, that, like, I hear about that a lot from musician friends, and not a single fucking person in either side of both of my families plays a single instrument.
It's...
Like, zero.
Same.
It's gotta be nice.
And I'm the only gay person. It's just, I don't know if those two things are connected.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, do you think those things
are
related?
Yeah. Could be.
So. I'm sorry. It's not about me.
It's probably nice not to have your dad breathing down your neck during a recording session and then eventually asking you to see if he can just show you how he wants it done.
Oh, God. That's got to hurt.
My dad just wanted me to play football.
I mean, and my dad did that with like loading a car, you know, with like the suitcase that should go here and then, you know, the Tetris of it.
My dad does that. To me as well.
Oh.
And then downstairs on the keyboards.
Yeah. Hey, hey there.
Hey. Hi. What's your name?
What's going on down there?
My name's Alex.
Alex.
Hi, Alex. Hey,
Alex. Yeah.
Alex on keys. And Alex, did you come in from out of town?
Yeah, I live in Quincy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, damn.
Quincy.
You're the mayor of Quincy, right?
No.
Mm-hmm. That's not what I heard.
Yeah, who's the mayor then?
Why are you denying?
Why are you an elected position? I forget, but I think he's 12 years old this year.
Right on. And then on the drums.
Hello, I'm Zach. I'm from Nevada City, California, just over the mountain.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And then in Rick's room, we got the kind of famous, Reno famous, Rachel McElhaney.
Yeah, multi-time guest.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, you said it right. I don't know about famous, but.
Well, at least kinda. On our show, we talk about you a lot.
Oh.
Like you no, come up with other dance conversations and stuff. No. Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, yeah. Hi, I'm Rachel.
Danny, do you want to formally introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah. I'm Danny. Hi, I'm in the guitar room.
Cool. And then back to the leader of the pack, Spencer Kilpatrick.
Yeah.
Former intern of the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Like, you were like the first or something?
I think so. I might have been.
Dude, when he shows up with shit like this, I'm just glad we were nice to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine been if nice he was like, I'm not going on that stupid show with those assholes.
No. That was it was such a wonderful experience. You know, I mean, all you guys are good at what you do, but getting to come in and mess around with different miking techniques with Rick and just watching somebody who cares so deeply about his craft was really important at that age. And so, yeah, being here was really special.
No, well, you were one of our favorites because you got gold stars all the time and you got to use it as credit.
Oh, yeah.
Something for college?
Oh, it was actual class. I forgot. Yeah.
And then
did we give you a shitty name? We usually give everybody a shitty name.
Yeah. What was your?
I think I was just the intern. I was the original intern.
First, the intern.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It was important, especially to Rory, that I remain nameless.
Yeah.
I think it was a dehumanization technique.
We were developing that.
Rory's really
time.
Into that type of thing. You know what I mean? Anonymity and that type of thing. Yeah.
You have to earn your name.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of true because after you, there was a series of interns, and some of them didn't want to intern. They just wanted to like party in the garage with me.
They just wanted like the prestige that comes with being an intern for the Worst Little Podcast. Yeah, but they didn't want to do the actual hard work of rubbing Rick's back during the show.
Watching Rick load furniture out of the garage, and they're watching while they're hanging out with us, partying, and I'm looking at him like, are you fucking nuts?
Or there was one that only showed up one night and after helping set up, then at the end of the show he had grabbed the entire band and pulled them into a room in front of a computer to show them his music.
Ooh.
And I was like, dude, you know, I like your music too, but time and place, man.
Do we know what he's doing now?
That's bold.
I have theories, but I'm not gonna say.
Yeah, it's like we'll have you on and just do an episode about you, but
yeah,
we gotta go.
You deserve your own episode.
we just did this.
Well, and I always start with the interns by saying, remember, this is all about them. Like, this is nothing to do with us. Like, the people that are here are the most important people in this world.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, the guests for sure.
Right. Oh, them too. Damn,
he's talking about you and me, Nick.
Yeah, well, kind of true.
But. You guys, this sounds fucking incredible. It's so great to have you guys here.
Totally.
And I love it when, like, because sometimes we do some massive setup and it's this huge band and this huge thing, and then it's not that great.
Oh.
And I'm like, we set up all that crap for this.
Yeah, and I was thinking,
but this isn't like that at
six
all.
People here, and sometimes when there's six people, it's like a huge pain in the ass to set up, honestly. But it felt like tonight just went super smooth, and before you knew it, we were sitting down.
These guys are straight shooters. They're professionals.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you see Rachel's tambourine case?
No, but I would like to. I'm sure it's
Thank you for
impressive.
Bringing that up, Patrick.
You've never seen something like that before. These
I would
people
like to highlight that.
Know what we the know. Fuck they're doing.
Rachel's professional as fuck.
If that tambourine ever breaks, she can use it to carry a series of quesadillas.
I can.
Yeah, so.
But here's the thing. The tambourine's never going to break.
It's no, the case.
It's in the case. We could run that thing over with a car, dude, and it's going to be
so
fine.
So true.
A bunch of hacks come in here with these broken tambourines that they duct taped together.
Yeah, but no case. Memory.
Yeah, that they probably stole from their elementary school or some shit. No.
I found this
no,
at
no,
Savers,
no, no,
dude, 25 cents.
I'm going to start saying that to people with tambourines. Oh, what, you don't have a case?
You should well, absolutely.
I guess not everybody cares about their instrument.
Is it really a tambourine if it's got no case? I don't know.
Yeah, if you roll into the show 60 with tambourines out of cases.
Yeah,
it would actually be if you really started like throwing that thing around in the case. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't even fucking matter. You know, you just walk into the venue, you just overhand it to the stage.
You know, what we need to get you for Christmas is an egg shaker case.
Oh, like that's
like,
sweet.
Like not one that holds a series of them. One that just holds one.
Just one.
Hard shell.
Yeah. Tweed.
I love that.
Amazing. Amazing.
Well, we want to have fun with these, so let's hear another song.
That sounds great.
All right, this song is called Chris Webber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did an EP of songs named after players from the O2 Kings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That was some good-ass teams, man, with Vladdy Devox and whatnot.
Yeah.
What was that? Turdo Hedo Turkoglu?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I remember... Right.
That's besides the point.
No. That was a... He was a killer coming off the bench. Yep.
Guys, it didn't scare the dog at all.
Yeah.
I was so proud. She's just like
so
hanging
happy.
Out. She's like just a few feet away from the saxophone, just like, what? What do you mean? I'm just going to chew on my toy.
Eye, she's like, this is kind of nice.
Yeah. Not shaking, not anything, just laying there. She's not making any attempt to get any further away.
Yeah.
You know, so
I'm
I just
a little side eye.
Right. But I mean, it's not like the vacuum.
Yeah.
The vacuum
is
the worst
you.
Thing ever.
No vacuum.
Better than a vacuum.
Yeah.
Same,
right.
Rachel McElhinney.
Rachel McElhinney. Better
than Mackie. Next t-shirt.
Who's the queen
of my
love.
Rachel.
Oh, no.
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 You guys.
Oh, no. I didn't even think of that.
We're talking about the dog, okay?
Oh, that's even worse.
A real Matthew.
It's a girl dog. Rick.
This is a real scary thing for dogs.
Wow.
Not putting it on.
No, we won't put that on. That would be.
No, it's just going to be like on a sticker.
Great idea. Failed idea.
Coffee mug.
I'm glad we worked this through quickly.
Yeah.
You know. Damn, guys.
There are a lot of bands that are worse than vacuums.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a handful.
Yeah. I mean, have you heard Early Coil?
What, like they don't suck?
I bet Early Coil was still fun.
Nice.
I mean, the term nickels in a blender was invented for them.
They suck at sucking.
Yeah. Einstein's in the Noi Bat on a bad day.
Your bad trip.
What are some of those bands, Patrick?
I don't want to get into it.
Yeah. We're here for the Sand Gators,
man. That's a separate podcast,
yes. Yeah. Speaking of Sand Gators, like, what would you say some of your influences are? Because to me, it sounds like, you know, like soul and R&B and like funk and a lot of that stuff. And who would you want to go on tour with if they were like, come with us, let's go on tour. we go together.
Oh, man. Two influences that come to mind pretty quick are the Dirt Bombs and Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. If either of them ever... Black Joe Lewis tours all the time. He would be awesome. But yeah, if either of them ever wanted to get on the road, that would be fantastic. And then there's more traditional soul bands like St. Paul and the Broken Bones or the California Honey Drops. They're great. I just don't have the juice to sing like any of their dudes. So looking at bands that occupy that space between garage rock and soul music and, you know, maybe a more primitive approach to the instrument is what I really like.
Nice. Like, are you all in other bands? Is everybody in a bunch of other bands too?
I'll take work when I can get it.
Do you want to throw some names out, some shout outs to your other bands?
Old Buffalo Moses. Mr. Brian Jones.
Yeah.
He's hopefully he's thinking of us right now too a little bit. He's living in Los Angeles right now, burning it down,
living it up,
fucking rad.
That last song made me feel like I was up to some shit.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, a little mischievous,
yeah, creeping.
Yeah, like some 70s crime type
hanging out
situation.
In the alley somewhere,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Sneaking around.
I can see that.
Am I right to be picking that up?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No,
perfect.
Spooky.
I love that shit.
There was a compilation called Chains and Black Exhaust. That was based on a, you know, more obscure 70s type instrumental, you know, garage, fuzzy, funk.
Yeah.
And that was, I was listening to a lot of that when I was working through the material and riff heavy and pretty aggressive sound, but all minor, you know.
And pretty cool to go no vocals, just fucking jam it out.
Yeah.
Is that how that whole set of O2 Kings music is? It's just all instrumental stuff?
Pretty much, yeah. There's a couple moments. Any vocals that there are gang vocals, six vocals going in.
Is that available anyplace?
Yeah, it's on everything.
Oh, cool.
It's called Adelman.
Oh, well, awesome. Yeah. I'll check that out.
Yeah, it turned out pretty good.
I bet if that's like an example of it, that was pretty dope. So.
Thanks.
Where'd you record it at?
We recorded that at the Atomic Garden in Oakland with Jack Shirley.
Jack's the man.
Yeah.
Shirley.
He's
Oakland's a funky ass town.
Yeah. He's an intimidating figure because he's so good at what he does. And
he built that whole studio by himself. It's like $1 million studio.
Fun.
I remember asking him about his like far field monitors. He's like, what made you choose these for your room? He's like, oh, no. I had the monitors. I built the room around them. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah. It's the same thing, but with my mouse pad. I had the mouse pad, and then I'm like, I need a house to be built around this mouse pad.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at the mouse pad.
It's a great fucking mouse pad, isn't it? You see this rug down here?
Yeah.
It's
like everything matches.
Everything matches the mouse pad.
The mouse pad really ties the room together.
This mouse pad
it does now.
Vines on the ceiling right now. That's pretty awesome. And I love it when somebody's name is a sentence.
Oh, Jack Shirley?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry. I've been noticing that with people lately. I've run into several people whose name is a sentence.
I guess that would be like an answer.
Yeah, like Spencer Kilpatrick.
I mean,
who does that?
Verb,
well, Jack Shirley.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
or,
so I guess that's a complete sentence. Yeah. It's got a subject and a predicate.
Right.
I knew a girl named Ginger Lee, but that's just a word. Ginger Lee.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
That's a good point.
Is it? I appreciate you. You always got my back, Chewie.
I'm going to mark this as the point in the show that Nick ruined it. I ruin it? I think that was my fault, that whole
thing. I don't know. I thought the mouse was pretty interesting.
There's so many people here and we're doing all the talking.
I know. So let's talk to you guys a little bit. Rick, give me that music really quick.
Oh, what a great idea.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
That's right. It's time for the worst little quiz. And this week's contestant are the Sand Gators. And they will be competing against each other for the highest score that they are... that they get arbitrarily at the end of this show. So
I love when you explain stuff.
I'm going to start out with a fun question about going across America, and we'll start over here. Fuck, so many names. God damn it.
Ivan
the bass player, right? Uh-huh. Ivan Gates, who I know. I'm just talking, and my brain's not working so good. I'm a little high and to the left. But my question is, you're going across America on a road trip with a celebrity or a famous person or historical or whatever. But who's the person and what car are you guys in?
Oh, alive or dead?
Yeah, it don't matter.
Don't matter. Do I get to... Well, the car is probably like a 65 Volkswagen Squareback.
Nice.
It's stiley. It's a wagon.
And it'll take a while to get across the country.
Yeah, and then we're driving across the country with Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, shit.
Good one.
Better be ready
Watch
to
out for
get
bats.
Loaded.
Yeah.
Don't stop in backcountry.
Spencer?
Yeah.
Greg Popovich, 1992 Honda Accord.
Oh, man. My mom had a 92 Accord.
Bam, bam.
We've all been there.
That's going to get some good mileage.
I think so, man. We're saving a couple bucks. We're being practical about this whole thing. And we're talking 90s basketball. Well, I'm hopefully listening mostly. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Danny?
I think I would have to choose a VW bus just because they're really cool and cute. And I would probably take David Beckham because he's handsome.
Oh, I want to get on that ride.
There's room in a bus.
And I just feel like we would have so much in common. Like, we would just really, we would connect, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys probably have a lot in common. I'm sure.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Rachel.
Well, I'm also going a similar route to Danny. I'm picking Jason Segel, my number one celebrity crush. We're in a Winnebago. We've got everything we need. We have no kids. We're traveling the country. She's reading me bedtime stories.
Oh, bedtime stories.
And it's just like we're stopping everywhere we want to stop.
Brad.
Sounds
lovely. The dream.
Beautiful.
Okay, Zach?
I'm picking Warren Zevon, and we got a 94 Subaru Legacy wagon.
Ooh.
It's manual.
You guys are picking the best cars.
These are some reliable-ass cars.
Yeah. Damn.
Two excitable boys.
Excitable boys.
Yeah, I'm going to go Sacagawea horseback.
Holy
That's bareback, black stallion. She's holding on to the mane. I'm holding on to her.
Wow.
Wait, who's bareback?
Oh, you're sharing a horse.
One horse.
Everyone's bareback.
The horse.
This is like watching Michael Jordan's first game. That was a fucking incredible answer.
And we've never had any of that on the show before. That's our first time answer.
They're all definite answers, too.
Yeah. You guys are good players.
What was your first car and what happened to it?
My first car was a 1984 Crown Vic. It was owned by three brothers before me, and all of them throughout high school, so it was a little beat up.
Yeah.
My friend Ben sold it to me for like $500 with a TV and a weight set in the back of it. And by the time I got done with it,
pretty good deal.
I couldn't even get it all the way up to pick and pull to drop it off. I had to leave it on the side of the road and then come back later and finish.
Did they give you $200 for it?
I think it was about $175.
That's a pretty good deal.
But
then
you were the last stop on a series of teenage drivers.
Yeah.
Wow.
My mom thought it was funny that she wanted me to get the personalized vanity plate and call it the Hymenator.
Oh. That was coming from your mom?
Yeah, but for some reason, I don't think it would have. They would have let that happen.
I don't think you can fit that on a license plate.
No, probably not.
So, yeah, get creative.
Wait, H Y M.
You'd have to put the eight.
Number eight.
And R.
R. Maybe
it would fit.
Maybe
it's taken.
It's got to be.
It sure is.
It's probably some dickhead down in Henderson has that same thing.
Fucking Henderson.
First car was a '92 Accord. I got T-boned on center. And then I used the insurance money to pay for a Failure Machine album.
Fuck what color was your car?
Nice.
Maroon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was slick.
And I
remember there was always maroon and green ones.
Yeah.
Sort of like gold
was
ones,
that Ronda?
Yeah, Ronda the Honda, yeah.
Yeah, someone backed their trailer hitch into my bumper, and it starts giving me like $2,000.
I hate trailer hitches.
Is that I fucking like the hole. You know what I mean? I wasn't going to get it fixed. You know what I mean? The hole was fucking cool. You know? So anyway.
Looks like you got bad punched it.
Damn it.
I had a 1989 Jeep Cherokee. It was rattle can camo with black and gray. And I actually won worst ride at my high school senior year for that lovely car.
Because they couldn't see it? Or
So it's... But it was the award-winning...
It was the award-winning.
And then what happened
award-winning Jeep Cherokee.
That one, I think I totaled that one. Sure. Yeah, just in the snow though. In the snow.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Rachel?
Mine was a Ford Ranger truck. Ooh, yeah. I don't remember the year. And it was purple and like shiny in the sun. I loved that little truck.
I love a Ranger.
It was so great.
They're
My
unbeatable.
Aunt gave it to me after driving it around on a little ranch for a while. And she like surprised me with it. And she had already named it Little Spirit. So that's what I kept calling it. And then I ended up just selling that one because my grandpa gave me his Chevy Astro van. And
which
then
you
I
still
just
drive.
I don't drive it anymore. All the doors broke and it was kind of falling apart around me.
I bet that Ranger is probably own. Still out
but
there.
But yeah, somewhere. I bet the Ranger's still going.
Damn right.
Is that the same grandpa that told you to brush your or to cut your hair outside so that birds could make nests?
The guy with
it?
The Tabasco in his pocket. I
and
love
the,
that.
Oh my what gosh, was the pepper
what a,
on?
What a badass.
Cantaloupe. That's so
pepper funny. On cantaloupe. That's right. Okay.
Wow, thanks
Tabasco
for knowing.
I remember so little from podcasts, but
yeah.
I remember that.
Your grandpa made an impression on me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really
None
cool.
None of us ever forgot.
I'm going to tell my family. that's the same grandpa.
Same grandpa.
No, after I heard that, I made my daughter always throw her hair brushings on the ground outside for the birds. Yeah.
That's great. I think it was also his way of saying, I don't want to sweep that shit up. My sister and I had so much hair.
It was so much sweeter
and
the way we heard
and
it.
And he's like, we're going to brush our hair outside.
For the birds. Yeah,
for
that's
birds,
it.
Yeah.
Alex?
It was a 1988 Chevy Nova. It was not the cool one. It was the hatchback.
The goofy.
It was my older brother's car. And it was awesome. It was manual. We cleared the rear seats and we put two subs in it for some reason.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Took it all the way to college. And then I decided, I made it through 4 years of college. And then I decided to drop out. After staying up for a few days, and I packed all my shit into the Nova and I made it as far as Boulder, Colorado from Walla Walla, Washington, and the engine blew up.
Whoa.
So I got towed to the nearest mechanic, and I left a note saying, it's yours now, and then I've never seen it since.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys, and then what's funny about that to me is that the Chevy Nova isn't a great example of how they didn't do any research on naming the car, because in Spanish, Nova means it doesn't go.
Yeah, it's amazing. So. Yeah. But she went.
She went all the way to fucking Boulder. Yeah. All right, who's left?
Zach.
Keyboard?
Zach.
Alex.
Zach. Alex.
I had a 94 Legacy Wagon. It was beautiful. I also inherited it from my brother. He was in a skate gang called the Grass Valley Dragons. So we called the car the Dragon Wagon. It went to about 340,000 miles, and I think the transmission went out or something. I bashed it into like 12 trees, but it just kept on cruising. You could fit the whole drum set in the back without dropping any of the seats down. So it served me well.
Hell yeah. Nice. Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Please describe the perfect breakfast, and we'll begin with Alex.
Man, this one's easy. I bet anyone could answer for me. I want a burrito for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner.
Are we talking chorizo and eggs or just like whatever?
I'm talking close my eyes, walk through the supermarket, pick whatever the fuck off the shelf and put it in a tortilla.
This is the Pine Sol burrito.
Burritos are actually like the perfect food because they're just totally self-contained.
It's like a little donkey that carries food to your mouth.
Yeah. It's fact in Spanish, burrito means little donkey.
Oh,
I see.
Oh, burrito.
Burrito. Okay, and then Zach?
I'm going with the classic two-egg breakfast scramble. I'll take some sausage on the side or fresh fruit, whatever.
Links or patties.
So what's in the scramble?
Oh, just two scrambled eggs, hash browns, toast, and a little sausage or something, you know.
Okay, totally standard.
Totally standard. As standard as it gets.
Okay, then Rachel?
Oh, my sourdough toast. I was trying to think. Oh, what is the perfect breakfast? I'm just going to go off, just spitball off the top of my head. Waffle, a big waffle with butter and syrup and maybe like a couple pieces of bacon and a couple eggs.
Okay. Rachel,
and an orange slice.
I liked your first answer though, spitball on top of your head.
Oh. That's my secret favorite.
It's not very filling. Okay, Danny.
Coffee is essential, so coffee has to be part of the breakfast. But I think I would go with eggs Benedict.
Good.
Standard.
Yeah,
eggs Benny.
I'm a sauce girl, so I like a hollandaise. That's all.
That's all. Okay.
Nice. You dirty birds.
Spencer.
Two sausage biscuits and a Diet Coke.
Perfect.
Nice. Diet Coke.
For God, breakfast. You have so much soul, but you're such white trash.
I know, man.
That's the next t-shirt.
It's the bio.
Yeah. That actually feels pretty good.
And Ivan.
Espresso, soda water, and then...
You're like, give me the drug, and then I'll think about the rest.
Yeah, espresso, soda water, and then we'll do a nice scramble with spinach and...
Like a Joe's?
Spinach, feta, sun-dried tomatoes, like a Adriatic scramble.
Mediterranean.
Mediterranean
scramble.
No toast.
I'm getting hungry.
No toast.
Wow, okay.
All right, I'm up, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go. We'll start with the California guys because I know you probably do spend enough time in Reno to answer this. But what do you think is the sketchiest convenience store in the Reno Sparks area? We'll start with Mr. Drummer down there.
Zach. Oh, fuck, I don't know. The one I stopped in on the way here.
Was that Zippy Mart or?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was
could
not
be
safe.
Any of them.
Was it like at the bottom of McCarran, at the bottom of our neighborhood of McCarran, or was it like downtown?
No, it was closer to the neighborhood. It must have been the Zippy Mart.
Okay. I love the Zippy Mart.
Yeah, it felt like home. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We are very comfortable.
That lady there is kind of grumpy sometimes to me, though.
She loves me.
She's always there.
Her.
Yeah.
She always looks at me and smiles. Put and
the butter
and
her up
like,
a little
hey.
Bit more.
She likes me after I leave because I spend a lot of money there. So she's like really nice. Yeah.
And to the Keys.
This one's kind of easy for me. I'd say it's for sure Whole Foods.
yeah.
That place freaks me the fuck out.
The parking lot there is pretty gnarly.
Well, you walk inside, it's pretty gnarly too. But around here, I actually feel pretty safe in these convenience stores.
Therefore.
I've always thought of convenience stores and gas stations as safe havens, you know, because if you're really, really down on your luck, you actually just need to show up. And then you might find some help around there. Safe place to be. Yeah. You go to Whole Foods and you're down on the
luck. They're not going to help you at all. They'll look at you like you're scum.
You'll starve to death before you get
They're recognizing your face.
Yep. All right, Rachel.
I like Alex's answer. Also, the one that's near Cypress on Virginia Street.
I feel the 777 one, right?
I feel a little bit nervous.
The other one, Salmon Sun.
I feel a little nervous about that one.
Like the one next to the tattoo shop, Lobbies, or the one on the...
The one that's part
the
of
one
a,
heading
a
south.
Motel.
Oh, yeah,
the one heading south. Sucks.
The one on the corner?
It's the 777, right?
The corner of Taylor, right? Was it at a motel or was it like a block?
It's the one
south
under
of
the
motel.
Oh,
okay, yeah, that's the 777. Yeah. That
one's that, like single
somebody else.
It's
somebody else said that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I haven't been there in 20 years, but I can't imagine it's changed.
I just feel a little nervous because I don't know, like, I don't know how to. I don't know. I just don't know how to be there. I'm not there to buy a single cigarette, so then I feel like I'm getting like, what are you here for then?
Danny.
I have been to it a bunch, but probably that little gas station Quickie Mart that's on the corner of Keystone and 2nd Street.
Nice.
The old 7-Eleven or the 7-11. One across.
Yeah.
There's the Keystone Market that used to be a 7-Eleven.
No, not the Keystone Market.
The other side is like a...
With the gas station.
Oh, yeah, like, okay, gotcha. Yeah, ooh, man, that's... Maybe the worst public bathroom.
A Valero. Yeah. I, the other day, saw like a tactical team... like approaching a vehicle in like so many guns out, and I was like, you're not going to even stop traffic or anything. Everyone was just watching, like, it's crazy. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't deter me though. I've been to it a whole bunch.
When a tactical team needs to approach a vehicle, maybe they don't have time to stop traffic.
That's true. They were in like jeans and t-shirts. So
They're undercover tactical team.
Yeah.
Are you sure that wasn't just like a mob hit or something? I don't know.
Maybe it was ice.
I bet.
Or
someone pretending to be ice.
Spencer.
I think the answer is that 777. I think that's the most brutal one. But that Jackson's up by the university was my favorite one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that one's a popular one with binge, underage binge drinking on the weekends during the school year. Like this weekend, school's just getting back in session. You're going to see some drunk-ass people in there.
Oh, yeah. I was there twice a day from 2010 to 2016.
They give you a free banana when you get coffee in there.
Yeah.
They've had their reputation all these years, too, that one.
$7.53 after tax for a 12er of Rolling Rock. That was great. I loved that place.
All right, Ivan.
I think it's a U.S. Mart that's on the corner of Mill and Kitski. That one's really cooked. It's got...
There's a Shell over there, too, with a real... a very mean-tempered lady runs that place, so I don't go there anymore.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about the AMPM across the street, or there's even, like, on the other side, there's a huge liquor store.
Next to SF Kitchen, that liquor store.
Yeah, okay,
The coolest dude works there, but the cuttiest people. The guy that sold me cigarettes there got it down so well that as I was walking in, he would toss the pack from behind the counter, and it hit the counter, it would, hit the scanner on its way down.
Oh my god.
So he'd just toss it and boop, and then it would hit the counter and
That sounds like amazing. Sketchy and awesome.
And right into your lungs.
Yep.
We got time for one rapid fire each.
Yeah, let's go around rapid fire each. Go.
Early Beatles or late Beatles?
Late Beatles.
Early Beatles.
I fucking knew it.
I don't have an answer. No comment.
Rachel?
I'm gonna say it early also.
Zach.
Let It Be the Rooftop Concert.
Alex.
Late.
It's fucking late.
Early.
It's late. It's the last one.
Ooh, Alex going with the early. Okay.
Oh, actually, yeah, I'm surprised.
You guys
gotta
come next.
Deadhead or Juggalo? Ivan.
Oh, they're Juggalo.
Deadhead.
Deadhead.
Rachel.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm going Juggalo.
Word.
Alex.
Juggalo just because the movies are so good.
Zach.
I'll go Deadhead. I like the acid.
Half and half, all right.
Would you rather get beat up or arrested, Ivan?
Beat up.
Beat up.
Arrested.
Beat up.
Alex?
I've never experienced one without the other, so...
This time is going to be different. You can have one or the other.
Shit. Fucking beat up.
Yeah, I go beat up too.
Right. Danny's getting arrested.
Think about beat up.
That's the only one
really
that you can brag about. You can't brag about getting beat up. You can brag about getting
depends
arrested.
That's right? True. Getting yeah. beat up only takes a minute. Getting arrested might take months.
Getting beat up's free.
I can get beat up in like 12 seconds.
Getting beat up is free.
All right.
Dude, anybody could beat me up.
Final.
I only get one
final
question, right?
Yeah. Beat me, please.
Should I keep it nice?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Star Trek or Star Wars?
Trek.
Star Wars.
Wars.
Star Wars.
Princess Leia.
Pre-2008 Star Wars.
God, I'm now just grateful there's one Trek.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Very well done. That was a great quiz.
Yeah. And, dude, we actually did that pretty quick, considering how many people are here.
Yeah.
Yeah, six people and four hosts.
All right, let me tell a load up. Wow. Looks like Zach is the winner.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. 86,432.
Tell us, Zach.
Why did he win?
He's going to get beat up.
6,432. The computer decides. I mean,
oh, I thought you were telling Zach to tell us why he won.
Oh, how'd you do it, Zach?
Zach, tell us how you did it.
What gives you the right, man?
Wheaties?
It was all my points.
Are you
wait,
going
was Zach the one that did the Sacagawea?
No, that was Alex.
Right. Oh my God! See, this is
well, but I think the computer
now I'm
fucked up.
The results.
No. The computer fucked up. In my opinion,
man, there were so many
in
good answers,
opinion.
But the Sacagawea on a horseback was a great answer.
That's an honorable mention, I'd say.
Yeah. Alex, we'll say you won, but I'll keep the trophy.
I want to get that tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might dream about that.
She's
later.
Holding the mane. I'm holding her.
Everybody today will receive Worst Little Podcast stickers and buttons for playing the game. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for being here today, too. Let's hear another song.
Hell yeah.
All right. Wonderful. This song is called Blame You.
problem. How was I getting shit done? I don't want to overcorrect it, no, no. Nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun. Can I blame you? Ain't that enough? Hit the lotto tomorrow while you're calling my bluff. Know what it looks like, that's not what I meant. Another confession to heaven, good end.
Fuck yeah.
So good, you
damn,
guys.
You guys.
That was nice.
Oh, that was awesome. Tight.
So good to have, like, such good musicianship, and your voice is fucking amazing. Oh,
thanks, man.
It really sounds like God. You guys practice.
Yeah.
thank you.
We don't always get that.
We've been gigging a lot, and those have acted as a lot of practices. But the hope is that, you know, as the summer slows down and we aren't playing every weekend, that, you know, we'll sit down and shed and get some new stuff together. We've got some I think pretty compelling ideas. So
you guys got some shows coming up this before the summer's over, or are you pretty much
not locally? No, our next local show is Offbeat, October 4th.
Okay.
Okay. And what about outside the area? What you got?
We've got a private in Quincy.
There's one or two in Northern California.
Where? No, I'm just kidding.
Address?
It's private.
Yeah, we
the dinner's like,
we get it. You don't want to say it.
No, it's good. We've been playing a lot. We did a Chico in Sacramento, and we just played a really excellent show in Nevada City last weekend. And it's been fun to rip around and play in everyone's hometowns. And you know, Alex has this really fantastic band called Nightbrain.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
We named an episode after Nightbrain because that's all we talked about.
You guys heard about it, right?
No, I listened to that whole episode and thoroughly enjoyed it. I got a lot of traction out of that.
It just kept coming up.
Those are my dear friends, Keely. I grew up with Keely. I grew up with Chris and Nathan. They're all the Quincy crew.
From It's Not Cute Anymore.
It's Not Cute Anymore. Yeah.
Nightbrain want to come on?
Oh yeah, we'd love to.
Okay.
Yeah,
because that would be, like, that would be sure fucking awesome.
Yeah. I swear to God, we like. I mean, that was so magic.
Yeah,
like,
we keep in touch. Like, let's book that.
Let's book that today after the show.
Also, six people.
Yeah, another big one.
Just a fantastic band.
Yeah, and It's Not Cute Anymore is also picking gigs up, and they're doing well, and they kick ass too.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate how much attention they gave to Nightbrain on that podcast, because it was about 50%, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Oh, we couldn't stop talking about you guys. Yeah.
I always get compliments on my Nightbrain t-shirt.
Hell yeah. You bought a t-shirt?
I did, yeah.
The Dude, last time, awesome.
I think when you guys played with Spencer down on 4th Street.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Right on.
I cannot believe a member of Nightbrain was here and we didn't like that should have been the number one headline.
It played out just the way it needed to. Oh. And thanks, Spencer.
Spencer Kilpatrick, the Sand Gators, and a fucking guy from Nightbrain, dude.
Oh, he's the guy from Nightbrain.
The guy from Nightbrain, dude.
He's the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, more so than
that.
That
is rad.
Well, right on. Some other shows coming up this weekend. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm going to advertise my shows, of course. Friday night, I'm playing over at the Shims. That's 3rd Street. It used to be 3rd Street Bar. Mm-hmm. And I'm a host of other bars. Anyway, it's Roxy Colley with Sweet Decay and The Deepness. So a lot of really good vocalists.
Oh, yeah.
Three female and a dude who sings really good too in Sweet Decay. And that's over at Shims on 3rd Street, 125th West 3rd Street. And then the next night, it's One Tunduli doing the 10-year anniversary of our band. Aww. With Mike Blanchard in the Californos from California, obviously, from Sacramento, California, coming up. And Triflin' Bitches,
aww,
Breckley Durham, and me,
fuck,
all playing at the Cellar Saturday the 23rd. Awesome. So that's coming up. And then, we won't do that one. We got invited to do Punk Rocktober. One Tunduli is playing with Midnight Swim. The Scattering. My eyesight isn't very good. Last one down, Sad Giants. It's a Punk Rocktober in September, on September 27th, at the Shoe Tree Brewing in Carson City. So mark that on your calendars, folks. And then a special announcement just for you podcast listeners. I don't think it's been announced yet, but Roxy Colley is going to be doing the first Thursday at the museum.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's really good. Excited. Wow. And working hard for that one. And that's a big deal for us, like to be invited to play a fucking hour and a half show, too. Yeah. It's a lot. So we have enough. We have a lot of material, but we just haven't practiced that much material in a long time. So, but anyway, that was the big surprise, that reveal from last week, because I didn't want to tell everybody too early. But first Thursday in September, it's going to be Roxy Colley.
That's going to be great. Yeah. Such an attentive crowd there. So it's really nice to play there. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's going to be really
setting.
Fun.
Yeah, that's a cool place.
Just thanks, Spike, for inviting us. That's really cool. And
that was the first gig I saw you at, Spencer.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was
days after.
Was it the Sand Gators at the museum?
Yeah.
That was my first time playing keyboard with the Sand Gators.
Yeah, we were, it was cool. We were getting it together. It was, I was new to playing rock shows without getting real drunk beforehand. So it was
it's a whole different
kind of, yeah, I was shaky up there. But it was very fun.
I remember that a few years back myself.
Yeah, man.
Now I'm really used to it.
No fucking problem?
No, less of a problem. Certainly less of a problem. we've got a couple little rituals that we do before shows that takes the edge off. It's a little bit more productive than the old rituals.
Crack cocaine. Sure.
Yeah, we do.
That's productive as hell.
Yeah.
It's just cool because you're not hungry. You stay up all night and, late shows.
You gotta find more.
Yeah, saving on food.
I kind of want to play like really fast music, though.
You're saving on hotels, too.
Oh, yeah. You don't need to sleep.
You just hang out on the sidewalk, smoke crack.
In the car, it's fine.
Something that's kind of like sleep. But...
All right, folks. Well, it's been another great episode of the podcast. You guys going to close us out with a song?
We are.
All righty. For the Reverend Rory Dowd, for the Lord Strice, and everybody else on the Worst Little Podcast, past, future, and beyond, I'm Nick Ramirez saying, life is short, and we love you.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hey, thanks for having us.
I need a cold one. I need a great big bottle of wine. Seems like forever. Can feel a lot like forever. Every once in a while, it's all in my shoulders. I carry silver in the small of my back. You'll get a call when it's over. Just walk down to the truck, I've been trying to relax. Hey, bye bye. Hey, I'll see you sometime. Doesn't matter if you're still still drinking or shrinking away. I've been out on a bender, man. Everyone thinks about it more than they say. They say they're good, they're cool, they're great. Me, I'm down at the knee and I can't see straight. No matter the order, she's got a kneecap that's made out of quarters. I seen it, I mean it. I seen it, I mean it, now, 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 now. I seen it, I mean it, babe. I seen it, I mean it, now, 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 now. Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah. I'll see you sometime. About it more than they say. They say they're good, they're cool, they're great. Lay them down at the knee and I can't see straight. No matter the order, but she's got a kneecap that's made out of quarters. Hey, hey,
hey,
bye bye,
bye bye.
Thanks so much for having us. We're the Sand Gators from Reno, Nevada.